There are a lot of big stories in the news this week, people, so let's get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny K Street. Johnny, where's the action, man?
It follows me, baby. First of all, Mark, I just want to thank you for having me on the show all this time. Uh-huh. I know you're moving on to bigger and better things after this week, which, by the way, cost me some money.
So
after I heard the news that you wouldn't be doing the show anymore, I had you at 10-1 to flip out, go on a bender, and eventually get shot in a botched convenience store robbery. So here's to being wrong.
Thanks, Johnny. That's nice of you, I think.
Personally, yeah. I think you're going to do great. Yeah. But I took a little informal poll among some of my regular customers and about what the future holds for Mark Maron. Uh-huh. This is what it broke down to. Okay. You ready? This is the overall action on your future. Okay?
Yeah.
You go back to L.A., host some stupid show like Talk Soup. Some producer sees you, gives you a part in a sitcom. One of the guys, five kids and a dad, dumb guy and hot wife. You know, one of those. You buy a big house, some cars, join Kabbalah, live large for a while. Then the sitcom tanks. You lose everything. You're in debt over your head. You start scrounging around for work, taking everything you can. Celebrity poker shows, the Animal Planet, infomercials. You start smoking crack for a few years. Ease the pain a little. A couple of years into your addiction, you're fluffing guys on the sets of amateur gay porn movies for a $5 rock. You finally go into rehab. Is that caller still there? You finally go into rehab. Find Jesus and join the Republican Party.
Oh, my God.
You spend the rest of your life in a small studio in Tacoma with two cats and an uncontrollable twitch from your years of abuse. That's going off at 50-1.
What was that part about the porn?
I'll take that one for 500, Johnny.
Put me down for
100. Brandon's down for 100. Kalo's down for 50.
Hey, come on, you guys.
All right.
So, Johnny, getting down to business, what kind of action do you have on the possible transit strike?
Not going to happen. You know, the subway's always crowded this time of the year, and it's ridiculous. You can't move. No, I'm not homophobic or anything, but some guy was jammed up against me the other night for so long, I felt like he owed me a drink. Well, you know what I'm saying? He finally said to me, could you move? I'm getting off. I said, don't push your luck, but thanks for the warning.
Johnny, wasn't there an announcement you wanted to make about now?
Yes, there is. Mark, I want you to know I'm headed out to L.A. myself. I just might be running into you.
Don't tell me.
Mark, I've recently signed a deal with a major Hollywood producer. Starting next fall, the FX channel is going to be doing a series based on my life.
Uh-huh.
It's called Five Card Stud, the Johnny K Street Story.
That's a catchy title. Who's going to play you, Johnny?
Right now, it's a toss-up between Bronson Pinchot and Steve Guttenberg. As they say in L.A., it's got a lot of great buzz.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So, Johnny, do you have anything special planned for the holidays?
I'm glad you asked. This Christmas Eve, I'll be at my favorite parish, our sister of the recurring rash in T-neck.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Where I will be assisting Father Tony Del Rocco in Midnight Mass and giving my annual sermon on the dangers of gambling without using an experienced odds maker. If you're going to gamble, and gamble you should, go with a professional.
Absolutely.
And one other thing, if I may. Yeah. You know, Mark and Mark, this is the season when it's important to give rather than receive. If I should get serious for a second.
Okay.
That's why this year, for the first time, I've organized my Bets for Tots campaign. 10% of all my profit goes to underprivileged kids from now until Christmas. So bet big and bet often. It's for a good cause.
Wow, you know, that's really nice of you, Johnny. And you really do have the Christmas spirit.
Well, it's a special arrangement I worked out with the DA. I call it Bets for Tots. They call it community service. It beats working in a soup kitchen. You know what I'm saying? The bottom line is I generate a lot of scooch for the kids, and I don't have to ladle out oatmeal to a bunch of losers on Christmas morning. Everybody wins. That's what's going down on K Street. Happy holidays. Good luck to you, and I'm out of here.
All right, Johnny K Street.